From Church Leaders, How to Make Christ the Center of Our Lives, by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Jesus achieved perfect unity with the Father by submitting Himself, both body and spirit, to the will of the Father. Referring to His Father, Jesus said, I do always those things that please Him. John chapter 8, verse 29. Because it was the Father's will, Jesus submitted, even to death, the will of the Son being swallowed up in the will of the Father. Mosiah chapter 15, verse 7. His focus on the Father is one of the principal reasons Jesus' ministry had such clarity and power. There was no distracting double-mindedness in Him. In the same way, you and I can put Christ at the center of our lives and become one with Him as He is one with the Father. See John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. We could begin by stripping everything out of our lives and then putting it back together in priority order with the Savior at the center. We would first put in place the things that make it possible always to remember Him: frequent prayer, studying and pondering the Scriptures, thoughtful study of apostolic teachings, weekly preparation to partake of the sacrament worthily, Sunday worship, recording and remembering what the Spirit and experience teach us about discipleship. There may be other things that will come to your mind particularly suited to you at this point in your life. Once adequate time and means for these matters, for centering our lives in Christ, have been put in place, we can begin to add other responsibilities and things of value insofar as time and resources will permit, such as education, family responsibilities, and personal avocations. In this way, the essential will not be crowded out of our lives by the merely good, and things of lesser value will take a lower priority or fall away altogether. Though it may not be easy, we can consistently press forward with faith in the Lord. I can attest that over time, one's desire and capacity to always remember and follow the Savior will grow. We should patiently work toward that end and pray always for the discernment and divine help we need. See 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 9. From a Brigham Young University, Idaho devotional given on January 27, 2009.
My family and I experienced some big trials, and now we don't have a priesthood holder in our home. Trials help bring us to our knees in prayer. I am thankful to have the Scriptures and the ability to read them every day. They have taught me that, even though others' decisions may impact my life, my worth is still great. I am so thankful to know that I can speak with my Heavenly Father any time of the day or night. This is a blessing. Haley D., age 17, Idaho, USA.
Share your experiences. Share how you can make Christ the center of your life and read the experiences of other youth at lds.org/go/center-NE-1016. End of the article. How to Make Christ the Center of Our Lives, by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Dwayne Case and Lindsay Hepworth.